This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet. Time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Now open for the 2019 racing season. With new events throughout the year, now is the time to go to GreatLakesDragway.com and plan out your summer of racing. Pick up a discounted ticket package or a season pass that will pay for itself after 3 visits. So pick up yours today.
Winnie's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, Debbie Tosh, Billy Schmidt. He's out today, playing at the Carroll University golf outing. He'll be back tomorrow.
By time he do something worthwhile.
Anthony Mandela producing the show. I'm Fam, other side of the glass, interning today. The lead story today, if you are a fan of sports in this state, and if you are a Packer fan, is clearly the article written by Mike Silver on NFL.com. The piece is up at 1057FMTheFan.com if you want to go check it out. Before we get into that, let's go back in time to last week when Matt LaFleur was talking to the media about Aaron Rodgers during a scrimmage play deciding to throw the ball in a different spot than where it was intended, and yes, it ended up as a touchdown, but these are the thoughts of Matt LaFleur.
He's played the game a certain style for his whole career, and he's done it at a pretty high level. So I think, you know, just some of the things that he's been able to really enhance within our offense has been, you know, a lot of fun to watch. You saw like that off-schedule play that he made down in the red zone. He made another one to Jake Kumerow where, you know, I didn't anticipate the ball going where it went, but that's where it went, and, you know, it was a touchdown. So, you know, we never want to take that playmaker away from him.
Don't want to take the playmaker away from him. Okay, fine. Then you read the piece by Michael Silver today, and it is quotes from both sides. Quotes from Aaron Rodgers, quotes from Matt LaFleur, quotes from Devontae Adams, quotes from Sean McVay. It is a great piece written by Michael Silver, I should say. And They talk about the audible system and the fact that under Kyle Shanahan, when Matt LaFleur was with him in Atlanta and so forth, that the quarterback goes to the line of scrimmage with 2 plays. And then the quarterback makes a determination, essentially, of the first play that's called or if he needs to audible to the second play. Aaron Rodgers, with Mike McCarthy, could audible to almost any play he wanted to. Of 5, 6, 7 plays, he could pick whatever he wanted to do at the line of scrimmage and kind of run the offense the way he wanted. With LaFleur, that's not exactly how this thing is going to run. LaFleur explained, Aaron and I have had some good talks, and we're going to have to talk a lot more. One thing we have to work through is the audible thing. We're running a system I first picked up while working with Kyle in Houston a decade ago, and we've never really had a quarterback who's had complete freedom to change plays at the line, because that's not really the way the offense is set up. But I mean, this is Aaron Rodgers. He's had a lot of freedom to make those calls, and deservedly so. Now, how do we reconcile that and get to a place where we can put him in the best position to succeed? Aaron Rodgers, quote, it's a conversation in progress. I don't think you want to ask me to turn off 11 years of recognizing defenses. We have a number of check with me's and line of scrimmage stuff. It's just the other stuff that really not many people in this league can do. That's not like a humble brag or anything. That's just a fact. There aren't many people that can do at the line of scrimmage what I've done over the years. I mean, obviously, Tommy can do it, no doubt. Peyton could do it.
Wait, tell him who Tommy is.
Tom Brady. Yeah. He calls him Tommy. Peyton Manning could do it.
Favre.
Drew can do it. Does not mention Brett. Mahomes will be able to do it.
So Brett can't do it?
Ben has called the 2-minute for years. There are a few of us who've just done it. It's kind of second nature, and that's just the icing on the cake for what I can do in this offense. Okay, fine. What's funny is towards the end of this piece, Rodgers says, I won't call checks just to call checks. Look, you know the offense is great, and you scheme people up, and you have formations and motions, and it should be fantastic. But if we need a little something, it's because we need it. Any check I've ever made is about getting us in a best play scenario. So when it comes to that, if we need that, I'm sure he'll be happy when it looks the right way. Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, I don't see no problem. Who has a problem with that?
First of all, can I start?
Okay. No, we're waiting for
This is my thing.
Yeah, what's your thing?
One of the things that he got hammered on at the end of this whole deal with McCarthy was pretty much running roughshod over McCarthy and doing whatever he wanted to do.
Allegedly.
That's what he got criticized for. And they didn't win a lot of games last year, but they did win games previous to that, including a Super Bowl. And he is going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. He is a perennial Pro Bowl player, right? I mean, he's all of that. Yeah. We know that. Nobody is arguing that on the station. Mm-mm. Nobody. But now you have a new coach coming in. And the hesitation on behalf of the entire Big Show going into this was, will he respect this guy? Will he do what this guy wants? And this is similar to McCarthy coming in at the end of Brett Favre, where McCarthy kind of laid the hammer into Brett and said, you're going to do it my way, and this is how we're going to do it. And if you want it any other way, you better be in here at 5 a.m. and going over stuff with me. Otherwise, you're doing what I tell you to do. And kind of showed him who the boss was.
Right.
In this situation with Matt LaFleur, he's getting a similar type of situation where you have a quarterback that's headstrong. The difference, though, I think is, and Leroy can disagree with me if he wants, I don't know if Brett ever thought he was the smartest guy in the room. This guy is pretty convinced he is the smartest guy in the room at all times when it concerns the game of football. He's pretty much convinced he's the smartest guy. Yeah. So now to tell him that, no, you're not going to have all the control like you did before, if he doesn't buy into this and it becomes the Aaron Rodgers show and LaFleur has no control, what then? You're not going to bench him. You're not going to trade him. You're not going to do anything to him. And he knows it. Mm-hmm. So you could tell me that I'm only going to have two plays, but when I get in that huddle and you call something, if I don't like it, I'm going to call what I want, and you can't stop me. Right. You only get three timeouts to stop me, and after that, it's my show. It's my show.
It's not like that.
Nobody is going to support him getting benched. Nobody's going to support him getting traded. He has all the power in this situation.
Well, here's the thing. The difference between Brett Favre and probably Aaron Rodgers is the difference between telling somebody you're the smartest in the room and the difference showing somebody you're the smartest in the room. That's totally different. Yeah, I mean, I think that's what any walk of life. I already know it, so I need to tell y'all. So just a reminder, because it's a new regime, breaking news, I've been doing this 11 years. Take advantage of it. And I don't mind it because you know what's going on. I really don't mind it.
You don't mind what?
I don't mind the whole... and maybe we can get Silver on tomorrow because he's crushed. He got people. He's a hot thing right now.
Well, what you don't mind? I'm trying to figure.
I don't mind him telling LaFleur indirectly that about the 11 years as far as I just can't turn that off because he got a point. He got a point with that because that's the reason why every time we talk about him, we always mention the word Hall of Famer. MVP. So what goes with that is a little leeway. What's wrong with giving him a little leeway?
Nothing's wrong with that.
Yeah. So I don't have a problem with it.
You have a problem with what?
You want me to repeat it?
You don't have a problem with what's going on right now?
No, I don't have a problem with it.
But isn't it the same problem that we had with Mike McCarthy?
It might be.
How could you not have a problem with it if it's the same problem that they had with Mike McCarthy? How is this different?
It didn't get like this. It got to this point. It wasn't always like that.
Because McCarthy had control in the beginning.
Yeah, right.
And then they won a Super Bowl and he lost control.
So, and it's just like with your kids, you don't want to be their friend, you want to be their parent. But you can probably do both.
Sounds like Rodgers wants control right now.
I think what he's saying is.
What is he saying?
If you need help, I'm here.
Doesn't sound like that.
Well, we see it differently.
Read it again, Steve.
Yeah. If y'all need help, I'm here.
Who said that?
Because I'm the only one that played in the Super Bowl. You've never been a head coach
before.
If
y'all need help. You want to read it again, Steve?
Y'all would be Gutekunst.
You need to stop, Leroy.
And
you know,
LaFleur.
I love you like a brother.
Well, I don't understand I don't really see the problem.
Okay, I'll read that quote again.
Read it one more time, Steve.
I won't call checks just to call checks.
Right.
Look, you know the offense is great, and you scheme people up, and you have formations and motions, and it should be fantastic. But if we need a little something, it's because we need it.
If y'all need me,
any check I've ever made is about getting us in a best place scenario. So when it comes to that, if we need that, I'm sure he'll be happy when it looks the right way. Talking about Matt LaFleur.
Read the one where he said he's humble. He's humble.
Oh, no humble brag.
The 11 years. Yeah, that's what Gary hung up on.
Give me that one. That's the one.
You act just like Aaron Rodgers every day on this show.
It is so cocky.
You act just like Aaron Rodgers. Every day,
you need to
if
stop,
somebody
LaFleur.
Don't agree with you,
no.
They trash.
You need to stop. Go ahead and read it.
You know it. You need to stop.
Go
you
ahead.
You ain't my friend no more. I'm taking my ball and going home.
All right, here's the quote. The quote is Aaron Rodgers says, it's a conversation in progress. I don't think you want to ask me to turn off 11 years of recognizing defenses. We have a number of check with me's and line of scrimmage stuff. It's just the other stuff that really not many people in this league can do. That's not like a humble brag or anything, but that's just a fact. There aren't many people that can do at the line of scrimmage what I've done over the years.
That's right.
I mean, obviously, Tommy can do it. Tom Brady.
Tommy.
The golf term.
Payne could do it. That's Manning. Drew can do it. That's Breeze. Yeah, Mahomes will be able to do it.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes and Casey. Ben has called the 2 minute for years, meaning Roethlisberger. There are a few
Jim
of
Kelly
us
did it forever.
Who've just done it. It's kind of second nature. And that's just the icing on the cake for what I can do in this offense.
You got a problem with any of that?
No, all I'm saying, LaRoy.
Yeah, what you saying?
I want you to keep 100 to all these people that listen to us out here on the radio.
All the time.
I want you to keep 100 is, here's the situation I got. This is the same problem that we had under Mike McCarthy, where he wants to run the show.
No.
Which is fine. I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it. But here's what I want.
Agree with me. Okay,
no, but here's what I want people to do.
What?
If it goes south, I'm just saying. Don't tell me the offense is stale. Don't tell me they ain't running the ball enough. Don't tell we're not scoring enough points. Because if you're going to start saying that, because that's what you said with McCarthy, if you're going to start saying that, I want you to start pointing the finger at 12. That's all. Steve, that's all I'm saying.
It's not going to happen.
Steve, that's all I'm saying, Steve.
Why do you want them to point the finger at
all?
You play this fan.
Steve, that's all I'm saying.
It's not going to happen.
That's all I'm saying. Who's to blame?
Players don't do that.
No.
We don't do that blame stuff.
This guy never with who to blame. I'm just saying.
Gary. Brett Favre would throw 6 interceptions in a game, and people would blame the defense. I mean,
I know he would.
That's yes, they would.
No, Brett wouldn't. No, I thought you said
yeah.
No, the people Brett. Would.
Brett. The people, you're probably
right. That's how it was. You probably. Couldn't talk bad about Brett. Well, yeah, he threw 2 picks, but what was the defense do? Giving up 21 points. That's awful. I mean, that's just how it's always been with Brett. The people had his back the entire time until he divided the Packer Nation. And that was Roger's same thing, LaRoy.
I don't have a problem with it because it's your he has to know, and they're letting him voice his opinion. It was talked about in the when they had for the job, the interview. They told him, you know, how you gonna be? I mean, what's your offense gonna be? Who's gonna call the plays? I'm gonna bring in Hackett, but I'm calling the plays. They felt good about that. So I mean, had he not said anything, Aaron Rodgers don't care. He don't care what's going on. I ain't heard from him. Man, say I'm letting you know how I feel. And people like Gary just pick apart.
Have you ever heard anybody say, boy, it's been a while since we heard from Aaron. Have you ever heard anybody ever say that about this man?
Steve.
Man, Aaron is
media
friendly as they come when it comes to talking to the media. Man is always talking to the media.
But as of late, it's been the defensive side, though.
Yeah, because he's been being attacked, right?
Right, and if I could talk to him, I would say 2 things: don't be so sensitive, and don't feel like they're always attacking you. Sometimes it can be helping. You don't really need to deal with some of this stuff. You really don't. Because everybody in that locker room is looking at how you handle things. You don't have to respond to everything. Media training, you don't have to respond to everything. But when they pose a question, like I know, because I've been interviewed by Mike Silver, hey, man, that's your boy. You you just kind of let your hair down and you just tell me something that people are going to understand. What's your side of a new offense? He's never had to do a new offense. So we got to give him a little leeway, right, to understand this is new. It's new for us. That's why when people said, like Steve said, they're going 13-3, I'm like, where you get that from? I mean, it's just a guess.
And MVP.
Yeah, where you get
– the Aaron Rodgers revenge tour. He's going to do everything in his power to make sure everybody understands that last year wasn't on him.
Yeah. He don't need to look at it like that. That's the wrong option.
Steve, you're in danger of this season blowing up in front of your face. Coach.
Yeah, don't do that.
Not happening. Hey, Mom and Dad, it's dinner time, and you've worked overtime, so you have no time. That doesn't mean you have to cut corners. Wendy's Quality Kids Meals have everything your kids like for just $1.99 after 4 o'clock. That means right now you can stop at Wendy's, get your kids a meal for $1.99.
From summer camp.
That's right. And now you can get something for yourself, too, at participating Wendy's for a limited time. And how about your favorite made-to-crave menu just got an upgrade, a chicken upgrade. Just when you thought the Made to Crave menu couldn't get any more delicious, they've got a full lineup of awesome chicken sandwiches joining the ranks, including the avocado BLT sandwich, the sawsome bacon chicken sandwich, and my favorite, the barbecue chicken sandwich. Three bold choices packed with flavor. So, myself for basic when you can upgrade with fresh, never frozen beef or tasty premium chicken. Go ahead and satisfy those cravings with any one of Wendy's epic choices. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. Great Lakes Dragway, awesome family fun. July 4th, another great time to head out to Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Kids can have like the little headphones or whatever if you want. And great picture taken out there. July 4th weekend, camping, all that stuff.
The 6th, what is the Saturday?
6th, the 6th.
Yeah, I'll be out there on the 6th. We're working through the details now, so.
Yeah, so go check them out, GreatLakesDragaway.com. Don't be street racing in the city, please. No, don't be racing on the highway, county roads.
Way safer to come.
You want to race your buddy, go down to Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. Do it where it's safe take advantage of Roy Henning's beautiful facility down in Union Grove. Again, GreatLakesDragaway.com. Ticket information and scheduling information. All right, so we got through one lane, the right lane, talking about the Mike Silver piece about Rodgers and Matt LaFleur. The left lane in this deal, Leroy Butler.
Yeah.
Your Lakers make a trade over the weekend, as reported by Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN. They send Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, three first-round picks, which includes the number overall pick on Thursday night, number 4 overall pick on Thursday night, a top 8 protected pick in 2021, which becomes unprotected in 22 if it does not convey, the right to swap first-round picks to the Lakers in 2023, and an unprotected 2024 first-round pick that New Orleans can defer to 2025. And the reason that's a big deal is they're playing the game of LeBron still won't be there by that point, so they might not be all that good. So that's where we're going to really hit a home run at that point. If you're the Pelicans and David Griffin, president of basketball operations over there in New Orleans, you and Gary wanted to do the topic today. How many championships do you think those Lakers are going to win with Anthony Davis and LeBron James? What say you?
They're going to win multiple championships. I mean, I think not only did the Lakers get the best of this deal, you don't know how these picks are going to be. Matter of fact, it got me to thinking, Steve.
Got the Cowboys, a couple championships in the Herschel Walker trade.
See, here's the thing. A lot of teams are going to start doing this. This is just the beginning. A lot of teams are going to start doing this because you got to understand we need to win now mode, and it made me think about it. Would the Bucks have taken this trade? Because you can get anybody you want now. Any person you want, if you got 1 or 2 years left on this deal, you would trade a bunch of picks and players.
You mean if it was Giannis?
Yeah.
And Giannis didn't want to be here?
I don't know whether he want to be here or not.
Well, no, the Pelicans don't make this trade if Anthony Davis gave no indication he didn't want to be there.
I think.
But when the player goes on Front Street and tells the entire world that I'm not re-signing with New Orleans.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then you bring in a new president of basketball operations. Let me talk to you. So they talk. He goes, I still don't want to be here.
Yeah.
Well, you're screwed. Then you got to trade him. So what I'm saying is that same scenario played out with Giannis in Milwaukee, where he tells everybody, dude, we're not winning enough. I want to go somewhere else.
There's articles out there of people saying he wasn't going to get unless they keep a contender. So it's out there. It ain't like it ain't nothing out there.
No, but he's never said he wants to leave, like Anthony Davis did. Well, so if Giannis comes out and says,
ain't like it ain't nothing okay. out there.
But if Giannis comes out and says, hey, dude, I want out.
He said he wants to stay and people don't believe him. So.
I know. But if he comes out and says, I want to leave after my contract's up, I'm not going to sign the Supermax. I'm going to go play somewhere else in free agency.
So he got to say all that.
If he says that publicly or his agent says it, whatever. Then then you got.
So what if you don't?
Then you got to trade him.
What if you don't? Say then all you're. That. You don't want to trade him.
I'm not trading
you're
him.
Up a bunch.
I'm not trading
you
him.
The same deal.
No, I'm not trading him unless. I'm not trading him unless he says he has no intention of re-signing here.
Otherwise, you just. Say,
otherwise,
okay,
I'm
I'll
keeping him and I'm rolling.
Him.
I'm going to assume that he's going to stay. But if he says, like Anthony Davis says, I'm not staying, then you're damn right. I'm trading him. See you. Bye bye.
I think that puts.
Bye bye, Giannis.
I think it puts you on the fence. And reason why I say that.
Why?
Because these players can say what they want. Ultimately, they can keep you if they want you. So if
they
somebody,
could, but he's gonna be a free agent.
Somebody, a team may call him up, or call Horace up and say, "Listen, you can get these 3-4 players, and you can get a first round pick for the next 5 years or 4 years or whatever, unprotected, protected. You can almost build your whole entire franchise all over again."
How you want to.
Just give us that one player. Look, that's going to happen more times than
Giannis is in Anthony Davis's situation that Anthony Davis is in this summer. Giannis is in the exact same situation next summer.
Right.
Where the last
Some
year of his deal is 2021. Okay? So if Giannis doesn't sign the Supermax next summer, if he doesn't sign it, then they're going to have to trade him.
You can almost build your friend. The Pelicans can, and what I was asking
you can't afford to let him just walk for nothing.
Oh, right, no question.
You don't get compensation in the NBA if you lose a superstar. You don't get anything.
Because you would think that if you could pick anybody you wanted, why wouldn't you offer all this and try to get Kawhi Leonard before they got on their run? Or Steph or Klay or KD.
That's because Toronto just proved it could work and get you a title.
Right.
When Toronto made that deal, nobody was praising the Raptors. Everybody said, boy, this is borderline nuts to trade away DeMar DeRozan, who wants to be there. His boys with Kyle Lowry, doesn't want to leave.
But people that
you
know
traded him for a one-year rental that you may not even resign. And if you don't at least go to the finals, this is a failure. And then they won the thing.
They win the whole dog.
And Kawhi Leonard's a special player. He really is. I mean, I liken him to – The players are going moving forward. Players are going to be like him and Davante Adams, just quiet, not just go play and not be like some of these other loud guys if they don't get passes or whatever. Just keep it real. But I was saying, would you trade all of that draft for Giannis? And Steve said it would have to be the same way. Like, he had to ask to be traded. And all
you
got
to go through that rigmarole. Yeah. Let's go out to Bob in Minneapolis. Bob, you're next 105.7 FM in the fan. Bob, what you got, buddy?
Hey, I just want to say again, it's like, Gary, it's like you want Rodgers to be a problem. Are you still mad that they fired McCarthy and kept Rodgers?
No, dude,
it's always Rodgers this, Rodgers that.
Well, hold on, Mike. Mike, I didn't write.
Do you think the reason that Rodgers was calling all the plays last time is because McCarthy is a buffoon?
Well, I didn't write the article. I didn't write the article. Mike Silver, the one. Read the article that Mike Silver wrote. I didn't write
the article. Did you read the piece, sir?
I understand it, but you have to give it a chance.
Oh, okay. We'll give it a chance.
Bob, did you read the piece?
No.
Yes.
No, you didn't.
You read the Mike Silver piece?
Yes.
So what did you take away from it? That's the question.
Well, what I take away from it, this is the same thing that happened when Pittsburgh switched their offensive coordinator and Ben complained. It's the same thing that happened when they fired Tomlin and they brought in new Shanahan in LA at the original time complained. But when they both realized they had good head coaches, there was a compromise between the both of them. That's what I believe is happening here. But those people who don't like Rodgers and think he needs to be controlled and manipulated and everything else are jumping on this. See, Rodgers was the problem. And most of the people who are complaining about this are mad that they fired McCarthy.
Oh, no, I'm not mad. It was time for Mike to go, Bob.
Yeah, but you blame that because he lost control of Rodgers.
Well, right, exactly. When you can't – well, and that happens in certain –
His offense sucked.
Okay. Well, hold on. Now, if his offense sucked, let's say his offense sucked. Let's say I agree with you on that.
How can you not say it then?
Well, hold on.
The only quarterback who performed under him was Rodgers.
Well, hold on. Let's
None of the others did anything.
Hey, let's say his offense sucked. Okay. I agree with you on that. Does Roger have any blame in the sucking of that offense?
Only under the fact that he was forced to somewhat listen to an idiot.
Come on.
Isn't he calling half the plays, Bob? Rodgers is?
He had to.
Okay, great. So would you say then it was 50-50? 50 Rodgers and 50 McCarthy for it sucking?
70 McCarthy, 30 Rodgers.
Can I ask you a question? Okay. What if this offense doesn't do well with Matt LaFleur either?
Good question.
And then I would change my opinion.
Okay, good. Okay, Bob, thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call, Bob.
We got to where we wanted to go. I mean, that.
I think ultimately he's going to agree with you. Bob's going to agree with you.
What do you mean?
He's going to agree with you. That's why Steve asked him a good question. Because now, okay, McCarthy's not around.
Yeah.
It's completely different offense.
Yeah.
Right. So
a completely different coach.
So you got a clean slate.
Yeah.
So people want to see, I don't want to see MVP type numbers. I don't need to see 50 touchdowns. I just need to see a clear cut understanding of the offense and be better than every quarterback
okay.
you play on the roster.
I understand. You don't need to see
week
it.
To week.
I get that. Yeah. He needs an MVP type year. Yeah, yes, he does.
He don't need that. Not
he
for
himself.
His legacy, he don't need that.
No, for himself and for his ego after what happened last year and the last couple of years, he himself needs to reestablish himself as the best player in football.
Why do you think
he needs that?
If he got fans like Bob, he don't need that.
Telling you, Leroy,
he don't need that.
This
Steve.
Dude is
it
driven.
Is baked in. He did nothing wrong. He was a victim last year. He was just on a terrible team.
He was
forced to listen to. I won't say. I don't like.
I don't think that's how Aaron's reacting to all the criticism. I don't think that's his reaction.
We disagree on it.
I don't. Yeah. I think this dude's like Michael Jordan and some of these other guys. They don't let stuff go. They use it as motivation to drive them to a different level, and that's why I call this year Aaron Rodgers' Revenge Tour.
You need to stop.
Done. Get T-shirts. Maybe Touch the Pulse haven't made
up. Don't make no T-shirt. They're like, I didn't want them to get no
Let's
broom.
Go to Mike on the South Side. We'll go to Mike on the South Side, Steve.
Yeah, after the Sports Flash. You got to get to the Sports Flash. Then we'll get to Mike on the South Side. Time for you as well. Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. The Mike
Hold
Silver,
on, Mike.
Aaron Rodgers article. What did you get from it? 414-799-1250. That's the right lane, the left lane. How many championships do you think the Lakers are going to win with Anthony Davis and LeBron James? I say, nada! Brittany's Big Show, served up hot and fresh on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Your chance to win Summerfest tickets again tomorrow morning on Chuck and Winkler. Bart Winkler returns tomorrow morning. Ryan Horvath did a great job filling in for Bart this morning. Listen to a little bit of that show. Bill Michaels tomorrow, and then another chance to win Summerfest tickets tomorrow here on the Wendy's Big Show. Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane continues on. Great article by Michael Silver. You can read that up at 105.7fmthefan.com right now. Quotes from Matt LaFleur, Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, Sean McVay talking about Matt LaFleur and his personality and what he's like to deal with. All good stuff within that piece. And asking just pretty much what did you take away from him? Got up on our Facebook page, our Twitter account at 105.7 FM, The Fan as well. And the left lane today, how many championships do you think the Lakers will end up winning with Anthony Davis and LeBron James? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Let's go to Mike on the South Side. Mike, you up next, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike, what you got, bud?
How you guys doing? Yeah. I caught a little bit of Sparky here. A-Rod, play caller, part-time coach. I think he's sitting around looking around. He's like, I know what this guy's going to do. He's going to want to run the ball. He's going to limit me. That ain't happening. Chucky swings 3-0. He's going to play the good soldier for the preseason. And they're going to get in the game time where it counts. And the coach is 3rd and 8 near the goal line. Coach is going to say, we're going to run it here. He's going to say, no, we're not. I'm going to pass it. Calls a pass in the scrimmage. And what's the coach going to do? You going to pull him? Who you got over there, Boyle? I think if Vince Lombardi was in there, what would Vince Lombardi do? No. Who's the backup?
Yeah, I just don't
think.
No
one's going to question Vince Lombardi.
Stop. Rick, I think it was Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
That caller, the hanger-upper.
Yeah.
That was funny. I thought you almost had him in tears there, Gary. And I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, buddy. There you go.
This is the thing. First of all, when Vince Lombardi coached, Vince Lombardi didn't have guys making a ton more money than he was. So he could do whatever he wanted. A lot of those guys were working jobs in the summertime and in the off season, trying to make money to support their families outside of just playing football. So it was a different time back when Lombardi was coaching versus now where, say whatever you want, the players are running the show right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you can bench Aaron Rodgers if you want. You may not have a job on Monday, but if you want to bench him, you go right ahead and bench him.
He knows that now.
But the other thing is this, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
If you bench him, you're going to lose that team.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless if they think Aaron Rodgers is right or wrong, you know, guys on that team may go, yeah, coach is right, man. Dude, mm-hmm. you need to listen to what he's saying.
Right.
They may think that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you bench him, yeah. you lose them all because they all know. And Tom Oates just had a piece in the State Journal about how bad this backup quarterback position has looked so far through the different camps and how Kizer nor Leroy's guy have stepped up to do much of anything at this point, Timmy Boyle.
Right.
Well, they're going to have to give him an opportunity now because sooner or later, they got to try to find out who's going to be this quarterback in the next 3 or 4 years. And they got to figure that out.
He's not on the roster.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
The next quarterback to replace Aaron Rodgers is definitely not on the roster.
Well, you're assuming they're never going to pick that high because they're going to be so great. So how are you going to find that guy?
We're going to have to go trade for one or something. Yeah, he's not on that roster, Leroy. I mean, that guy doesn't exist right now. I mean, I like your boy Boyle. I like Kizer, but they're not the heir apparent. I mean, we're a long ways away from that. Hopefully within the next 3 years, they'll figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
See, and that's the thing, too. If you're LaFleur, I would assume you're thinking that you're going to be the coach who coaches the quarterback after Aaron Rodgers.
That's what he thought he was going to be. If this thing goes south, man.
You are just not sold that he's going to be here very long.
Who?
LaFleur.
No, I don't know if he is or not. I don't know.
He'll be here 4 years.
Yeah, I don't know what it's going to be. Steve, I'm coming with this in the open mind. I don't know what this is going to look like. I mean, that's why I tell you, I'm not really gung-ho about this season, man.
I just don't think there's any chance 12 will allow this to be a failure. I just don't think there's any chance 12 is going to allow this to be like last year. I just don't. I don't think there's any possibility that he's going to sit here and let them look as bad as they looked last year. The fact that the wide receivers are learning the same offense as Rodgers at the same time puts them on the same page a lot quicker than what was given to them opportunity-wise last year. Now they all know the offense at the same time. They're all learning it together. So, okay. So let's say he audibles, you know, at the line of scrimmage, not to the play that they had, but to something else. Fine. But at least all the receivers know what he's audibling to. Last year, guys didn't know what the heck was going on from time to time or what he wanted that were out there, these rookie wide receivers. Now they all learn together. Tight ends are learning, running backs are learning, linemen. Everybody's learning at the exact same rate as 12. So if there's any screw-ups, it could be Rodgers screwing up.
Mm-hmm.
It could be the receiver, whatever. But there are no excuses because now Rodgers literally can say, dude, I've had this playbook as long as you, and you should know what I do, and so should you.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's fair. Last year, to be honest with you, I don't think it was fair. And it's not fair across the National Football League in a lot of these situations. If you're a wide receiver going into Pittsburgh with Roethlisberger, who knows the offense like the back of his hand, and you're trying to learn it, and then you screw up once or twice and he doesn't throw it to you anymore, well, my God, what did you think was going to happen putting a rookie out there? That's going to occur. This situation here, I think, benefits the Green Bay Packers from everybody being on the same page as far as what they're supposed to do in place. Do we agree on that?
Yes.
So the only hitch in the giddy up to this whole thing is going to be if this dude audibles out of what he's supposed to go to and into his own deal.
Yes,
and
that's the hitch.
Runs his own offense.
That's the hitch.
But it's still going to be LaFleur's plays. I mean, he's not going to audible into a McCarthy play. Now, if he does that, that's something totally different. I mean, if he audibles into a McCarthy play, Leroy, that's not even in the playbook.
No, he can't.
They run something, and LaFleur goes, that's not even in the damn playbook.
Right.
What are you running?
Yeah.
Oh, that was Max's old play, man. We like that play, so we ran that instead.
Do that. No.
So we it was very similar to what you did. All I did was just took Devontae off the line, and I moved Valdez's skin. I just put him on the line. All I need to do from there is just put Jimmy in motion.
Just change the blocking assignments, and we were good.
That's too many moving parts.
And we scored a touchdown. Oh, no, what's the problem?
That joke can do that in 5 seconds.
Yeah, he's not going to. You can't draw it in the dirt. Just a professional.
Well,
they don't
done
do
it all
that.
The time.
Yeah, they don't do that.
I wouldn't put it past them.
You
got to
be a coachable player. Whatever system they have, you make it work. You make it work. That's how you get, you know, the great status and the great legacy. You wasn't a problem. You know, somebody. What's wrong with learning? No one wants to learn anymore. Everybody wants a shortcut.
Absolutely. That's a cross life. He's Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, C. Sparky Fiverr. Brewers lineup is out for the game against the Padres tonight. We'll give you that next. Big Show served up hot and fresh only on 105.7 FM. The Fan, Steve Sparky Fifer, Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back, Packer Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler here as well. Okay, so this is the deal. The Brewers lineup is out for tonight, and of course, don't forget the Pella Window and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show comes up tonight. And it's going to be a fun one at 8 o'clock. So looking forward to that. And then after the game, Tim Allen will be here with Jeff Orlovsky for the Bayview Shade and Blinds postgame show. Here's your lineup for the Brewers. Lorenzo Cain leads off in center field. Christian Yelich in right field batting second. Ryan Braun's in left field hitting third.
Okay, Bronny.
He has Manny Grandal cleaning up and hitting fourth. Mike Moustakas is hitting fifth and at third base. And then we go... Second base is Hernan Perez, hitting sixth, hitting seventh at first base. Jesus Aguilar, hitting eighth and at shortstop. Orlando Arcia, and pitching fresh off the IL is Chacin. If you missed it, they send down Jacob Barnes today to make room on the roster for Chacin. That'll do it for us. Back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Another chance for you to win Summerfest tickets. For Gary, Leroy, Steve Sparky, Fifer. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Toodles!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.